Welcome back to the Hot to Bets Daily Pick Show here for Saturday, January 20th. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Another great Saturday of games on tap for this one, so we'll jump into all of that here in a second. Quickly, though, before we do, looking back to Friday night's picks, got Quinnipiac there against Siena. So far, so good in the first half. Hopefully, they can hold on to that one, cover the spread. But as always, check the YouTube community tab or the link to the website to see the results for that one. And if you haven't already subscribed over on Dub Club, go get subscribed. Take advantage of the benefits over there. You can get early ad-free access to all of the YouTube uploads. You can get Dub Club notifications for every single time that I post my picks. Access to the Discord server and my recommended unit size. So if you haven't already signed up, use code CHRIS10 at checkout to get $10 off your first month. Only $9.99 when you sign up today. And as always, I truly appreciate all you guys who have signed up. Without you, none of this is possible. So thank you all so much. And let's jump into today's show. Now, we start today's show out in the Mountain West as San Diego State takes on Boise State. For Boise State, coming to this game is the 91st overall team in the Hot to Bet Power Ranking. San Diego State, the 89th overall team. Really, both offensively and defensively, they're two teams who are fairly evenly matched in the rankings coming into this one. And for Boise State, I've been impressed with how they have looked this season. I mean, start conference play out 3-1. Do come off the loss to UNLV on that Tuesday night game, but definitely a team in Boise State that back at home in this one, I think, bounces back. And defensively, they've been a very, very strong team, especially rebounding the basketball. They are 14th in the country defensively when it comes to rebounding. And as far as San Diego State goes, they've obviously played very well here during conference play and the whole season as well. Their only loss in conference play here to New Mexico last Saturday. So definitely a team that is not easy to take down, but Boise is never an easy place to go to and play. And the model does like the Broncos in this game, a 4.26 favorite for them coming into this game. As far as the books go for this one, haven't moved off 1.5 there. Odds around a pick'em. The best money line currently is Boise State -105, which is the slightly better bet in my opinion than Boise State +1.5 at -120 currently. So that's where we're riding with this one. I think Boise State, coming off that loss in their last game, bounces back here in this one, taking them -105 to get the win against San Diego State. Now we got the Battle of the Service Academies. Army takes on Navy. For Navy, have been a strong team on the defensive end of the court, but so has Army this season. Both these teams have struggled a little bit to shoot the basketball, but Army has not looked great through Patriot League play here, and I kept trying to bet on them at least a few times we've been on this Army team, but they just have not shot the ball well, and really in late game situations, you know, kind of struggle to stay in games. Navy, on the other hand, well, they haven't been a perfect team and certainly have struggled a little bit against better opponents, have been strong on the defensive end of the court. Their shot defense has been amazing, and they've been really good in the turnover department, which is one thing that Army has struggled with here this season. I think that's certainly advantage towards Navy in this game, and if they take advantage of that, I think this is a game they can absolutely win and do it in pretty big fashion at home. The model does like them in this game, a 7.28 favorite towards Navy in this one. As far as the odds go for this game, opened at 5.5, haven't moved off that number. A small edge in this one from the computer model, only a 2.07 edge here towards Navy, but I do really like this Navy team. I think their defense is very, very good, and while neither one of these teams shoots the balls tremendously well, I do like what Navy has put on the court, taking them -5.5 here against Army. Next up in the Horizon League, got Purdue Fort Wayne taking on Cleveland State. Offensively, Cleveland State getting the slight edge in this game, but Purdue Fort Wayne certainly the bigger edge on the defensive end of the court. And even though Cleveland State might have the slight edge in the rankings offensively, Purdue Fort Wayne has certainly been a strong shooting team this season. Now, Purdue Fort Wayne has struggled a little bit here in conference play after starting out 4-0 in Horizon League play, have followed up with four straight losses, including a very disappointing one against IUPUI on Wednesday night. So certainly it's not the Purdue Fort Wayne team that I loved betting on early in the season, but Cleveland State has struggled as well. Only one win in their last four games, took overtime against Northern Kentucky a couple of Sundays ago. So really it is two teams who have kind of struggled since conference play has started for really two teams that we thought were going to be near the top of the Horizon League here this season. But really still on paper, it's a Purdue Fort Wayne team that I do like. I think if they push tempo, rely on their shooters to score points and force some turnovers, it is a hard team to stop, even with some of their recent struggles. The model does like Purdue Fort Wayne on the road in this game, a 2.34 favorite for them here coming into this game. But the book's actually making them the slight dog. We opened at 3 plus 3.5, the current best odds towards Purdue Fort Wayne, a 10.97% edge towards Purdue Fort Wayne here. Laying a little bit of juice on that number at minus 115, but I do really like this Purdue Fort Wayne team. They've impressed me here. Really this season, yeah, they've been on a bit of a losing streak, certainly not the greatest of looks, but I think they bounce back in this game and get it done, taking them plus 3.5 here against Cleveland State. Now we jump over to the American for this next game as Rice takes on Temple. Offensively, Rice getting the slight advantage in this game, but Temple coming out on top on the defensive end of things. And while Temple and Rice haven't been the greatest teams through American play, I mean, Rice still looking for their first win in the American. Temple did get a win over Wichita State early on, so do have that off their shoulders, but they have not shot the ball great. Defensively, they have been the better team, and the Temple shot defense has actually been decently impressive, only giving up a 50.9 effective field goal percentage. I mean, certainly not going to win any awards with that, but it's been serviceable. It's kept them in some of these games, and going up against this Rice squad, I think it'll be enough to slow down some of those Rice shooters, because Rice has really struggled against any team within inside the top 300. Tennessee Martin is their only win, and even they, you know, aren't inside the top 250. So not that you can really say much more for Temple. They do have a couple of wins though, Wichita State, Drexel inside the top 100. So, you know, it gives them a little bit more credibility, even if it's not a ton. Temple has also been good in the turnover battle, and the model does really like them at home in this game. A 7.6 favorite here coming into this one. As far as the books go, not quite as big of a favorite. 3.5 is where we opened and currently sit at. A 7.87% edge towards Temple coming into this game, which is where I'm looking at once again here in this game. I think Temple at home in this one, going up against a Rice team that has really struggled in conference play, has really struggled against better teams, gets it done and wins this game. Taking them -3.5 here in this one. Now we jump over to the Big Ten here for this next game as Northwestern takes on Nebraska. For Northwestern, get the edge on the offensive end of the court, but Nebraska coming out on top defensively. And, you know, for both these teams, have been kind of the same as far as Big Ten play goes. I mean, all the teams in the Big Ten need kind of do the same thing. They win games at home, they lose games on the road. That's kind of just how that conference always goes. And then they struggle in March, but we're not quite there yet. But both these teams can hang their hats on wins over Purdue. Offensively, they've both shot the ball well, but defensively, Nebraska certainly gets the edge in this game, only giving up a 46.7 effective field goal percentage on the season. Northwestern struggling a little bit more, giving up a 51.3. As far as the model goes in this game, likes Nebraska at home, a 7.96 favorite towards them coming into this one. The odds have actually moved a little bit from the open. We opened at 4.5, have already come down to 2.5 towards Nebraska, currently an 11.27% edge towards the Huskers coming into this game. And really, with Nebraska coming off a couple of losses, an overtime loss against Rutgers on the road in their last game, going back to Lincoln in this one where they certainly had a lot of success this season, I think it's the team that shows up. I think they do it in pretty big fashion here. I'm taking them -2.5 against Northwestern. Now, jumping over to the 8-10, we got Richmond taking on Davidson. Davidson getting the edge offensively here in this game, but Richmond the edge on the defensive end of the court, and it's a Richmond team that has played some good basketball here this season, coming to this game on a 7-game winning streak, have gone 4-0 through conference play, and some impressive wins in that. I mean, Bonaventure, George Mason really have beat the teams that they should beat, and even in non-conference play, we're not terrible, even though they did have a couple of slip-ups in there, but both offensively and defensively have played well, and they're actually the number one team in the country when it comes to holding on to the basketball, only a 12.5 turnover percentage here on the season. Not to say that Davidson is terrible in that department, but still turning over a little bit more on 16.9% of their possessions, and only one 8-10 win on the season in their last game against Fordham. Has definitely struggled against some of these conference teams, and even at home for Davidson in this game, I think they could struggle in this one. Richmond has been a strong team, and the model likes them as the slight favorite, a 0.75 favorite towards them here coming into this game. As far as the odds go, are actually Richmond +1.5 as the dog currently, -105 on the money line, which is actually where I'm looking at here for this game. Could take the Richmond +1.5, -115, but at -105, I do like the money line a little bit more. You don't get that push potential. You could lay the extra dime there, and it's certainly the smaller edge from the model coming to this game at 0.7%. But I really like what I've seen out of this Richmond team. They've obviously been very strong in conference play. And like I said, they just don't turn the basketball over. If they put that all together once again in this game, I see no way they don't beat Davidson, taking them minus 105 here in this game. Now, jumping over to the Pac-12, Washington State takes on Cal. Both these teams have been fairly good, respectively, on the offensive end of the court. Washington State, though, certainly getting the edge, also getting the bigger edge on the defensive end of the court. And I really like what I've seen out of this Washington State team. Obviously, a great win over Arizona last Saturday. And really, you know, have won their last three games in Pac-12 play here. And while their offense is certainly a big part of it, they have shot the ball extremely well. Their defense has been what is stepping up as of late, only giving up a 45.5 effective field goal percentage here on the season. Cal hasn't been as lucky, has certainly turned things around from where they were a couple of seasons ago. Mark Madsen doing a decent job getting this program going back in the right direction, but their defense still has some holes, allowing a 51.8 effective field goal percentage here on the season. I think they certainly struggle against the Washington State suitors here in this game, and the model does like Washington State, even ever so slightly, a minus 1.81 favorite here coming into this game. And as far as the odds go, I've kind of bounced back and forth, got some plus money on both sides, but really about a pick'em is where the odds currently sit, a 3.909% edge towards the Washington State money line, which is where I'm looking at here for this one. I think it really comes down to defense in this game, and I think Washington State is the better team. Even on the road, I think Cal struggles to slow them down. Taking Washington State minus 110 here against Cal. Now we hop over to the Big 12 here for this next game as BYU takes on Texas Tech. Offensively, two teams who are in the top 10 in the rankings. BYU, though, certainly getting the edge on the defensive end of the court, 20th, while Tech, the 78th overall team. And really, for both these teams, have been good. I mean, the Big 12 as a whole has been so competitive here this season. It's hard to knock anyone. For Tech coming to this game following the loss to Houston, but obviously went on quite the winning streak before that and do have some good wins. Obviously, Kansas State's a decent win. Texas, an even better win. But this will definitely be, outside of Houston in their last game, one of their tougher tests here this season. And they do get to go back home for this game, which certainly helps, but they're going up against the BYU team that has shot the ball about as well as you can here this season and has defended it even better. I mean, the BYU perimeter defense, it's hard to score on them at all from three. Only giving up a 27.2 three-point percentage on the season. Texas Tech struggling a little bit more with that at 32.7%. But BYU has certainly struggled against some of these Big 12 teams. Obviously, the losses to Cincinnati and Baylor. But the model does still like them as the favorite going into Lubbock for this game, a 1.52 favorite for BYU in this one. The books actually making them the dog, opened at 2.5, still at 2.5 towards BYU, but going the other way, actually. So this one could move off that 2.5 number pretty quick, so make sure you get it as quick as you can. But Texas Tech -1, currently the best odds there. An 8.13% edge towards BYU coming into this game. I think both offensively and defensively, it's a BYU team that's very, very tough to stop. Obviously, going on the road in college basketball, especially in the Big 12, is not an easy task, but this BYU team has really impressed me this season, and I think they get it done. Taking them +2.5 here against Texas Tech. Now we finish the show out with a little Big East action. Certainly one of the bigger games of the day. UConn takes on Villanova for UConn. Coming to this game is the 4th overall team. Villanova the 39th overall team. And UConn has obviously remained strong after their national championship last season, getting the edge both offensively and defensively in this game. And while UConn has obviously looked good, I mean, their lone conference loss coming against Seton Hall in what was their first game of conference play, it is a Villanova team that, while they've been up and down a little bit here this season, do have some strong wins. Obviously, Creighton on the road, the North Carolina game, really their whole MTE over Feast Week was impressive. It's a Villanova team that, yeah, has had some struggles and certainly come into this game following a struggle against Marquette, but at home have been a strong team, and it really is a team that I think Kyle Neptune is still working on forming, but they're starting to get things right. And one thing that I've always loved about Villanova, even going back to the Jay Wright era, is their free throw shooting. They're the number one team in the nation when it comes to hitting free throws, an 81.8% free throw shooting team, an absolutely ridiculous number. UConn, if there's one area they've struggled a little bit, it is free throw shooting. You know, they're middle of the pack in the country at 72.8%, which certainly isn't bad. But Villanova is just very, very strong from that position, which, you know, when you got short spreads like this game is, that's certainly an area that you want to be on the right side of when you're getting into those late game situations. But I do like this Villanova team. The model likes this game to be pretty even, has UConn as the slight favorite, 0.73 favorite coming into this game. The books, though, opened at 1.5, have already come up a little bit, -3.5 or +4, actually, the best odds towards Villanova. So this one's moved a little bit from the open. A 5.79% edge currently towards Villanova here in this game. And it doesn't just come down to free throw shooting. Defensively, Villanova has certainly gotten better as the season goes on, even offensively. And I think coming off that loss on the road against Marquette, it's a Villanova team back at home. They know this is an important game to, you know, prove that they are a team that can compete with the big boys in the Big East. I'm taking Villanova +4 here against UConn. And that'll do it here for Saturday's show. And if you want to see more sports betting action for everything going on today, head over to hottipbets.com. Take a look at the computer model picks up on the website. Obviously, got college basketball picks for all of the games on today's slate, over 140. I don't know what the actual number is today, but there's a lot of college basketball games. So go take a look at all of that. Obviously, we got the NFL divisional games going on, the NHL, NBA every single day, UFC pay-per-view tonight, horse racing picks as well. Great Saturday of sports. So make sure you take a look at all of that. Also, follow the social links down below, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, to stay up to date with everything that's going on over there. As well as if you're watching here on YouTube, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification so you don't miss out on any future uploads. And most importantly, drop a comment down below. Let me know who you guys are betting on here for Saturday's card. And thank you so much for watching today's video. I will see you guys tomorrow.